The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Get ready for some good news. We call this the bright side, the positive things that are happening out there in the world. It's Anna and Raven. Outside of many hospitals across Connecticut and New York, community members have come out to thank our medical staff for all their work. You know, you've probably heard this at 7 o'clock. Everybody starts clapping and hooping and hollering.
Sure.
And there's been all kinds of parades and people that have been going out with the fire trucks and the police sirens to thank all our medical workers. But outside of Yale New Haven's hospital emergency room, an American flag was hoisted 100 feet high, and there was a hand-painted sign, Raven, that said, "Thank you for putting your lives on the line to save ours." Here's the reaction from the crowd that was outside.
There were definitely some watery eyes and wonderful feelings to know that we are being so supported.
The whole community cares about what they're doing in there. They're really brave, and 99.9% of us wouldn't be able to do what they're doing in there.
I'm thankful for the first responders, and I hope all these people make it through this.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nothing like a good pump up before you headed out into the field of play or battle or whatever it may be. It always feels good to get some encouragement from those around you. So it's a hard job. You know, go in one day, go in 2 days, go in 3 days, go in for a week on adrenaline is one thing. When you start getting into 3, 4, or 5 weeks and every day you're grinding it out, it really does make a difference to know that there are people there behind you.
Right.
And
I think it's so true. It's our medical staff, all our workers, even our truck drivers, our grocery store employees.
Truck drivers, big deal.
Oh, my God. It's like when you think about every day, they have to get up and they have to get dressed. And it is another day at work and what they have to deal with. Even the stress for the grocery store employees right now. You got to applaud them.
And it's made harder by the fact that they're leaving their loved ones every single day to go do this to deliver for us. So one thing I've heard, and I know that they're doing it on apps if you call in or whatever. But if you see a truck driver at an area where there's only drive-thrus available, like, ask them if they have eaten.
Right.
Like, it's a big deal.
Some other good news, the bright side. 90-year-old Anna Fortunato from Jericho was hospitalized for 13 days. And the honest truth is that they didn't even give her much hope. But she pulled through. She's doing great. And here's what she had to say. Now, remember, her last name is Fortunato. So in Italian, that means the lucky one.
In the hospital, they said I was a miracle. Maybe I was, but I worked at it. I am tough. But you know what? It's positive thinking. That's all it is.
I love it. She says, you got to get up. You got to get dressed. You got to drag yourself out of bed. You got to do the best you can. They used an anti-malaria drug on her that worked for her. But, you know, as we keep hearing, it works for some people. It doesn't work for other people. You still got a whole lot of testing to go with that.
You know what? I mean, if something has got the possibility of working, wouldn't you try it?
Of course.
That's
Why
what
not?
I think. That's what I think, too. It seems like a silly debate to me, but what are you going to do?
If you want to share your bright side, something great that you've seen in your community, call us 1-800-330-9999.